This is Mickey Knuckles, and you are on with PWR Slam.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is another edition of PWR Slam, and everybody here at the PWR Slam family is very devastated by the news of the tragic passing of a legendary Oxbaker. With that, I'd like to welcome my co-host for this evening. First, he is the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane.
Good evening.
And our female co-host for the evening, all the way from Canada, please welcome Chaotic Kate.
Hey, people, what's shaking? Hey, boys.
Hey. You know, Ox wasn't just a wrestler. Ox was, as we said, a legend. He was a star. He was an actor. He was an author. But more importantly than that, he was a true gentleman. We were very fortunate to be able to speak with him the very day that he had surgery. And the man was as upbeat as they come. I mean, he was looking forward to making a return trip to Chicago. He had a lot of plans going. Unfortunately, of course, his health didn't allow that to happen. So, sadly, Monday morning, our brotherhood lost another member. And we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him. Thankfully, we have that interview, and so we're always able to have him with us. And I know at least shortly we will have another part of the PWR Slam family, because once you come on our show, you are family. And that is Joseph von Schmidt. And Joseph spent a lot of time with Ox. And so he will be able to talk and share with us during that time. But after that, yes, we will go ahead and we will be doing our ladies' night that we had planned and advertised. And we have quite a collection, don't we, Sean?
Yes, we do. I'm trying to work here because I'm trying to post the link, and it's telling me that the link is broken.
Wow. That's interesting, because we are on the air.
I get it. Yeah, I'm getting the 404 error as well when I post it to people, but yeah, as you can see, we are on air, and the screen is loaded up.
Yep. So,
well, I know that I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to take a couple minutes to clear the air on a couple of things.
Okay.
I don't play Wrestler Unstoppable. The rest of the shows on this network are related to the game. I want the drama to come to a stop. I am offering a clean slate. Let's clear the peace. But I don't want my name brought up on another WU show again, because if it happens again, I will return fire. And that's all I'm going to say.
Don't worry. I'll make sure it doesn't happen. You know what to do to keep from happening as well. So the problem shouldn't be a problem any longer. I'll do what
that's
I can.
That's all I'm going to say about it. I know everybody's got their opinion on it, so we're not going to go into it much, but I did want to clear that, and I just want to reiterate the fact that we are the real wrestlers in this, and I'm not saying that to be boastful,
okay.
And neither is Steve, but we just want to point that out.
Okay.
We feel that we needed to point that out. With that being said, we are going to get right into things, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
It's going to be a great night of ladies, and I believe with us now we have Joseph von Schmidt. Caller 203, you are on the air.
Hey, how are you today?
We are good, Joseph. We are so sorry to hear. We know that you were very close to Ox. This has got to be so tragic for you. But it's like I posted it on my Facebook. At least we know he's up there in the WrestleMania in the sky delivering heart punches to everybody up there.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is a shocking blow, you know. It's when you're accustomed to being around someone so long that has helped you, and he just is always there to give you tips, guide you, and just kind of help you develop characters. And not just me, but people around me, like with my students and people that I've seen around him. You know, he was always very helpful. And then, you know, just out of nowhere, you know, he just is, you lose him. And it's just, you know, it's still hard, and you still get shaken up about it. You know everything has to happen or things come to an end, but just when it happens, you know, you think you take it a lot better, and it's just definitely hard with a mentor, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I went through the same thing when I lost Ed Schumann about 5 years ago. I was promoting with Ed, and I was, I guess you would call me his apprentice almost. And when I got the news that Ed had passed, I was pretty shook up for a while. And Steve, I know you can attest to that. We spoke very briefly at his funeral, but I was very shook up for a long period of time over that. And, you know, Ox, we were lucky to have Ox on the show. My brother got to meet Ox. I never got to meet Ox, but I did see the videos of him in Ohio managing a good mutual friend of Steve and I's, the Beast, and got to see Ox take his dentures out in a promo and threaten to get in the ring. That was funny.
Like with me, you know, we were honored, you know, to have his last show be actually one of the shows that I run at PWA. So, I mean, it's just an honor for me, you know, that we could go down there. And we presented him with we took our heavyweight championship and we made it the Ox Baker old school heavyweight title to always embody him. And we got to present it to him on our 2-year anniversary show last month. And, you know, right after that is when he, you know, passed away. And, it's like I could go on and say, like, all these amazing stories about, like, what he's done for me. Like, one of the main things is, like, a lot of people may or may not know is Sergeant Slaughter was a huge influence in my wrestling career as a kid. And in Laconia, New Hampshire, on 2011, I had Ox Baker manage me against Sergeant Slaughter.
Wow! Mm.
So he was my manager. And he actually told Sergeant Slaughter, you know, he was like, you know, put this kid over, you know, he deserves to be put over. And Sergeant Slaughter was going to put me over that night, and I looked at Sergeant Slaughter, and I looked at Ox, and I said, you know, this is a spot show. It's not a storyline. We want to keep the people happy. I was like, I'm not gonna go over tonight because of these people need to leave happy. I was like, if there was a storyline or there's a championship on the line or something like that, I would understand. I go, but for a spot show, I'm not gonna do that. And afterwards, you know, the match went, Sergeant Slaughter went over, and then Ox Baker came up to me after, and he goes, you know, that's why I know you're a real champion. He goes, to be a good winner, he goes, you have to know how to lose. And that was what basically made our relationship, that kind of like solidified our relationship, and that's when he would have me over, and we would sit and talk, and he would help me develop my skills, like promo skills, and as well as wrestling.
Because Ox cut a promo like nobody's business. I mean, now, I talked about it when we interviewed him. Because, you know, part of, in, you know, his big heyday was here in the Midwest, working for Dick the Bruiser and Bob Loops. And so a lot of times on Bob's Sunday morning show, there would be Ox, you know, threatening Bruiser, threatening Wilbur Snyder, threatening whatever other top baby face Bruiser had, and that. In fact, I went into immediate messaging mode once I had gotten the news and that. So I, talked to quite a few of our friends and past guests, and I interestingly enough, when I got a text message over through to Chet Kopic, Sean. Chet happened to mention that when they were both working over in Indy, the two of them lived in the same apartment building.
Huh.
So Chet knew Ox pretty well, and that they were neighbors. So,
I went back and watched some of his footage earlier this week, and the guy just had that character, and you don't get that a lot in wrestling anymore. You go out there and you tell a guy, I need you to be a heel, and you'll get some of these guys that'll come back and ask you how to be a heel. I can't teach you how to be a heel. You either got it in you or you don't, and Ox had it in it.
You either got it or you don't got it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he was a natural.
Yeah, his persona definitely was something that, is going to be hard to match or hard to emulate for any era in any other, time or time to come. So, it was just amazing to work with him hand in hand and hear those things. Because, when we used to sit down, we come and we'd sit at his house and he would talk, he would just start by, he would run in. He goes, I have something, he would sit down and he would think a minute. And then he would just run, a promo, three or four combined for, 20 minutes. He would just do a run on and he could just talk and tell you and direct, a storyline, a promo. And then he could continue to, where it started, where it escalated, into where it would finish in storylines. So it was just amazing how he could put a whole set, a whole combining of promos. He would take four or five promos and he would put them together in 20 minutes for a storyline that would be 6 months. And it was just, I've never seen anyone that was able to do that.
Yeah.
I have been able in recent day, and this is just because he was in the area that I started in, be able to deliver on a microphone the way that I saw Ox do it with CM Punk. Because you give CM Punk a microphone, and oh man, could that guy fly. He could fly with four people in the audience.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know what happened with him. It's sad, because I'll admit it, I don't think WWE ever let the guy get to his full potential. But the guy just had it with the mic skills, and you don't get that a lot. You either get a guy that can talk and can't work, or a guy that can't work or can talk. You don't get the whole package.
Yeah. Well, it's like any corporation. It's like, why did Ox Baker really not get his huge break or his huge push with that major company? Because some of those guys are just not controllable, because they are free thinkers. They can take any situation and manipulate it or turn it and cut a promo on it and just really get the people behind them. And a corporation, if they really truly don't think they can control you, they're going to stifle you, and they're going to, and that could be the same similar thing that happened with CM Punk.
Right.
One of the things with Ox is he
He knew his character all the rest of us know the backs of our hands. I mean, he knew exactly what made Ox Baker And he took that to the fullest extent. I mean, you know, think about this, folks. He was a star in a period where you did not have ring entrance music. You didn't have ring entrance videos. But, boy, I tell you what, the second that man stepped through the curtain and started walking down the aisle, I mean, instantaneous response. He would not have needed music mm-hmm. or a video because everybody knew who Oxbaker was, and the minute that he'd step through with that, you know, big bushy mustache of his and that, and just start snarling, a building would go up for grabs.
Yeah. Well, I have two shows that I'm going to be doing this weekend. One's in for Lancaster Championship Wrestling in PA. And then my second one is the showcase for AIWF in Tennessee. And I'm actually, before Ox passed, he gave me one of his ring vests, you know, and I'm actually going to be wearing it this week, you know. So I'm going to wear it in his honor, you know, for these shows coming up. And, you know, and he gave me, this is the last promo he gave me, and, you know, I'll probably just end off with this because I know you might have a few more callers coming in and someone that wants to talk about him. But this was the last promo that he gave to me, and I'm going to try to do it in my Ox Baker voice. Vince McMahon, stop lying to the people. Stop telling them you got the best talent because everyone knows until you sign Joseph Von Schmidt, you're lying to the people because he's the best talent that I got. And that was the last promo Ox Baker gave to me.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Fucking great.
I could just hear him. I could just hear him doing that, man. Seriously, Joe. That was spot on. That was spot on, brother.
That was the last promo that he said to me and gave to me probably about a little bit over a week before he passed away. So that was the last time we sat down, and that was the last promo that he helped me to say. And that was his nod. And you know, Ox was a guy who really, if he did believe in you, like if he really in his heart believed that you can make it or be something, like he would just bend over backwards for you. He would go out of his way to help you and teach you, you know. And to the same point, another wrestler, I was sitting at his table one time a few years back, and a wrestler came up, and he was like, you know, Ox, I'm a wrestler. And Ox was like, okay, well, what's your gimmick? What is it? And the guy pulled up a picture of him.
Go ahead.
Oh. Joe?
He dropped.
Did we lose him?
Whoa.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Well, Josie, you can hear us use the hard punch this weekend too. You know, I think the big man would be really cool with that. I think he would. So, all right. Well, excellent. Thanks to Joseph Von Schmidt for coming on, you know, momentarily, you know, at a moment's notice like this to go ahead and pay tribute to Ox. That's definitely well appreciated. So, well, definitely want to lighten up the mood a little bit. First off, happy birthday to our good friend Billy After. And Billy, you look great for 80, my friend. You don't look a day over 65.
Let me tell you something about Bill After. Bill After, 80 years old. This guy, let me tell you, let me tell you something, brother.
Now don't start me on that game, or I'll be passed out before the first hour of the show is over.
Wrestling.com with several of my friends, sir. What you gonna do, brother, when PWR Slam on the Graveyard Network runs wild under? Wait a second, you can't say that. Sorry. This is Bill After, but wait a second. It's the dream.
It's a dream.
You're talking about PWR Slam on the Graveyard. Funko, come here.
Funko, come here.
I don't want to talk if we're on PWR Slam. After, come here.
I was just trying to say this. Bill After from OneWrestling.com, and I'm proud to be here at PWR Slam on the Graveyard Radio Network.
Wild Billy, love the man dearly. Excellent. Oh my gosh.
That's what I right. do again this week. I did see the Wyatt promos. I was very impressed by those, but I was not impressed by one single solitary thing other than that. I did like how they did the breakdown of the history of Hell in a Cell, because I did not realize just how old I was. Holy fuck, Hell in a Cell is like 18 years old.
Yeah, well, you're not that freaking old.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you, it was definitely great to see Mick Monday night though. And I loved the way that he put the whole thing into perspective. And in his part of that whole promo with Ambrose and Rollins, that was just well done. Foley does it like few others do. I mean, he and Dwayne Johnson, You give them a mic and say roll, and they roll. No two ways about it, and that. So,
and Brodus Clay is in TNA.
Woo!
Yes, except he is no longer Brodus Clay. He is now Tyrus, and have to admit, I liked it, and I liked. Did you notice Sean the back of his singlet?
I didn't watch it. I just know that he was there.
I didn't look at it either.
All right. On the back of his singlet was the word redemption.
Oh.
And I think that is very fitting, because Tyrus is definitely the redemption of the man formerly known as Brodus Clay. I mean, he was the down, nasty, tough guy heel that he should have always been. He is no longer the dancing clown that Vince McMahon made him. So, good job, TNA. And pairing him up with Ethan Carter III, excellent, excellent idea. Here we go. We talk about a guy who knows how to be a heel. Ethan Carter III knows how to be a heel. I mean, all he has to do is do that backwards walkout and look over his left shoulder at everybody, and boy, I mean, boom. It's that instantaneous reaction that I was just talking about a couple of minutes ago here with Ox. It's right off the bat, hey, this is a bad guy. This is a guy that you hate. A guy that you love to hate. So kudos to the team at TNA for creating a new monster. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with him.
Yeah, just as long as they don't make him an Abyss ripoff, I'll be happy. Ben?
No, well, I don't think you can. I mean, I know Justice well. I mean, you know, I call him that because that's what they always called him in the locker room. And his character is one of a kind, and I think Tyrus is going to be that same way, especially considering the fact that he is paired with Ethan. All right.
That's the situation I got to take care of. I will be back.
Okay, Arnold. Just don't go and create any ugly kids.
Yeah, no ugly babies.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen Katie? You know, I hate to go off track here, but of course Arnold's been on Raw before, so it fits in a way. Yeah, have you seen Arnold's kid, the one that he had with that maid?
Oh, Jesus, Murphy, no, I haven't. Is it that bad?
Oh, my God. The word bugly comes to mind, which is
bugly
a word. No, bugly, as
well,
in butt ugly.
Okay, well, you got bug butt ugly, then you got pug fugly, and then, like, well, I'm going to swear.
Yeah.
You got fucking ugly. All right, and that's Obama's fault.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you've seen pictures of her, right?
Oh, yeah, she's no prize.
It's like, was Arnold that desperate? I mean, my God, you know, I mean, you've got Maria Shriver.
Skeletor. I'd fuck anything if I fucked her.
I don't know. Maria's pretty good looking in that. I mean, again, it's, you know, of course I still don't get I still don't get how those two ever got together, considering the fact that their politics are completely diverse from one another.
They might have just wanted to be a Kennedy. But I'm sorry, Shriver good looking, maybe if you put about 150 pounds on her. Maybe.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. If I can see a girl's collarbones, there's something wrong.
She's no Nicole Richie, thank God.
Oh, Nicole Richie's a lot better looking than her.
Oh, come on. You're talking about seeing the collarbone. My God, you could see Nicole Richie's ribs. And considering I can see her ribs, I don't want to see any other part of her.
No, that's wrong. Ew.
Yeah. So,
I know what I haven't done yet.
What's that?
People, if you scroll all the way up to the top, if you want to call in, if you have questions for the guest, you can use the handy-dandy blue Skype button or use your free or anytime minutes or a North American plan, what have you, on yourself. And dial 648-0073.
And you can... There you go. Yep, and just follow the prompts. Press 1 to be in the host queue, and when the opportunity presents itself, we will put you on.
Yep, put you on as soon as we can. I can't hear Steve anymore. I don't know where Steve went or if I'm even on air. People, type in the chat if you can hear me. Because I don't hear Steve anymore, and Sean took a little bit of a break. Hello? Okay, you hear me. Well, then I guess Steve is momentarily left me. I'm all alone.
All right. All right. All right, I'm back. Katie, I'm back.
So you left me all alone, man. I got scared.
Well, Sean just popped me off for just a second. We've got, unfortunately, he's got a very strange outside situation happening right now. I don't know what is going on. So right now we're kind of in a state of limbo here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't go into details here because it's some personal situation, so I don't want to carry on with that. So right now, unfortunately, folks, we are not able to take calls because we don't have a way into the switchboard to do anything. And I have no access to get in on anything myself. Because you're on your phone too, boy.
That means we can't play any music either.
Yeah.
That would entirely suck.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what at this point to do. I mean, folks, you know, this is live radio. Now, unfortunately, because of the fact that we are not in an actual studio doing this show, we have no control over the situation. So I'm honestly not sure of where to go here at this point with anything. So if our guests are calling in to get on the air, if you're listening to us as you're waiting for us, unfortunately, we are stuck at this moment due to circumstances again totally beyond Katie's or my control.
Yeah.
Right.
At this point, so honestly, I don't know where to go with this. I mean, I'm really kind of debating as to going ahead and staying on the air right now as it is.
Just a minute, I'm gonna see what I can do. We do have a host in our chat, but I gotta expect we could have help us with the board. Like, bring people on air if we have to. And I'm just going to see if it's okay. Okay, let's try it my way. You know, HRB would be on the panel all the time. So.
Right. Lovely Rogers. Yeah. We don't want to go there.
Okay. With that, folks, we're experiencing a little bit of difficulty with the show right now. Sean is away from the studio, therefore no calls can be answered. And all I hear is echo, 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 echo.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately. Technical situation.
Because I have to leave here with the officer.
There you are.
Gather some things. I'm not allowed here for 3 weeks, so I don't know how the hell the show's going to be run. I will be in touch.
Somehow.
Well, end the show. All right. So,
there's no one
here. It sounds like, unfortunately, we have to end the show then.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night. Sorry.